A Juno film about a real-life tragedy is giving local high school students an important firsthand lesson in the dangers of drinking and driving. Last June, shortly after graduating from Juno Douglas High School, Taylor White went to a bonfire party out the road. At some point, he and some friends decided to go for a drive. Tyler Emerson was at the wheel of his 1999 Audi, traveling in excess of 80 miles per hour, when he lost control and crashed into some trees. Both Emerson and White were thrown from the vehicle. Emerson survived. White did not. The Taylor White Foundation, set up by White's parents, Kevin and Carol, has produced a short documentary about the accident, which was shown to students at Thunder Mountain High School this week. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Tyler Emerson's life changed forever June 5th, 2009. That was the date of the fateful crash that killed his friend, Taylor White.
Somehow fate had its way. I don't know. It's just, it's really tough. I don't know why he's the unlucky one. I don't know. I'd trade spots with him if I had the chance. I mean, I just feel really bad about this whole thing, just trying to do what I can, make it right.
Emerson has taken responsibility for the accident, pleading guilty to criminally negligent homicide. He's due to be sentenced to 1 to 3 years in prison on June 2nd, 1 year to the day that he and White walked in their Juno Douglas High School graduation. Before the accident, Emerson was planning on a summer road trip with some friends. Later that year, he was going to start classes at Humboldt State University in California. He'd just finished fixing up his car, which was now totaled, and one of his best friends was dead. If there's one thing Emerson wants other young people to take away from his experience, it's that your actions now can hurt you for the rest of your life.
You need to think before you act. Like, everything was taken away from me with this one decision that probably took 5 seconds in my head. Just in the twinkle of an eye, everything was gone.
Taylor White's parents, Carol and Kevin, remained close to Emerson despite the accident. Kevin White is a soft-spoken man who says the idea for a short film about his son's death came from some of Taylor's friends, including Emerson.
One of the things they wanted to do was to tell this story in hopes that they could help other kids make some choices that would keep them out of the same kind of trouble.
That's also why the Whites started the Taylor White Foundation. Although they just submitted their 501c3 nonprofit application in December, the foundation already has some ambitious goals. Limit teenagers' access to drugs and alcohol, use current research on teen brains to create education and awareness efforts targeted at teens, and develop exciting and healthy activities for young people. Thunder Mountain High School students who saw the short film Wednesday say it made them think about the risks taken by themselves and their friends. 18-year-old senior Ryan Roguska says he doesn't drink himself, but he has friends that do.
I personally have never drank because I don't really believe in it, but I'm not going to stop anyone else. But it kind of makes me more conscious of their actions too, that maybe they could hurt themselves. So if any of my friends ever like was going to do it, I want them to tell me so I could give them a ride or something like that.
The film is still a rough draft, according to White. He's working with local production company Lucid Reverie on the final version, which he hopes will be available through the Taylor White Foundation website, taylorwhite.org. White says it's better for teenagers to hear about the consequences of risky behavior from their peers rather than from adults.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a crusty old guy that knows nothing. I'm just like their parents.
In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.